So as you may have seen at the Here and Now Project blog, I recently met up with Andy Puddicombe, who heads up, who's one of the people behind Headspace, this really new exciting meditation project that started in London recently. And as two people who are really interested in presenting meditation in a sort of really modern way and a fresh way, naturally we spent most of our time talking about how to present meditation in a modern and fresh way. And later on, as I reflected on our conversation, I came across this, I sort of stumbled upon this metaphor of baguettes and breadcrumbs, and I'm trying to explain what that means. So we've spoken a lot about the sort of missing middle of meditation. So you've got, on one end, you've got sort of old school religious practices, and on the other end, you've got clinical use of meditation in mental health settings. But in the middle is where most people are, where if they're interested in meditation, it's less from a real attraction to traditional religion or from a clinical mental health issue, but more of a sense of, they've got a sense that meditation could be something useful in their lives. And so this is the middle that I'm really interested in, and that me and Andy, we're all interested in. And it's interesting to talk to Headspace. So their approach is very much framing meditation as a stress reduction tool or something which will really help you in the hecticness or busyness of modern life, busyness management, if you like. And the way, and I asked Andy, so, okay, so people come in with that motivation. You sort of attract people with that motivation and that intention. And then what happens then? Does it, do you sort of, do you limit it to that potential? And he said, no, very much. We, the people come in with that intention, but as they sort of, as people develop their practice and understanding, then slowly they may sort of change their motivation and their interest, and so see that there's actually, I felt a bit of benefit. I feel a bit calmer, clearer, and so on, a bit less stress. Maybe there's something more that I can get on. And so this sort of slowly, piecemeal sort of change of intention all the way through, I call breadcrumb approach. So it's like leading someone towards a bigger prize. But then on the other side, I think what Here and Now Project is trying to do is what I call the baguette approach. By very much saying, look, here's a prize at the end of it. Here's the development of some really wonderful qualities, compassion, generosity, patience, awareness, calm, insight, curiosity, all these really wonderful qualities, but naming them up front and saying, if you're interested in these, then why not try meditation? It could be the sort of thing you're interested in. And because Here and Now Project is interested in framing it in that bigger frame, rather than just putting it as a stress management tool, because whilst all that sort of stress management and so on is a very common and effective result of meditation, it's not the aim. And so we feel that it's important to name a bigger ambition and see if people sort of can connect with that ambition, then perhaps that's the sort of stuff we can do. And so at the Here and Now Project, we use a sort of quite provocative statement that the purpose of meditation isn't sort of stress management or all that, but it's actually to help us love better. And so that's quite a sort of different kind of statement. And so that's the sort of baguette that we're offering and we're sort of playing with. And I think there's a it's harder to language all the stuff around the baguette because it's traditionally looked at quite sort of spiritual or hippie type language. And so one of our real challenges is to articulate the baguette in a way that makes sense. And so whilst both approaches are really great, the breadcrumb and the baguette, they all sort of can lead in the same way. We're interested in the baguette.